And then others say they get married because it's fulfilling half of their faith. But what's the point of fulfilling half of your faith if you're going to end up spending the rest of your life miserable? You're not supposed to just sacrifice yourself by getting married. Allah doesn't want you to suffer, settle, or manage a marriage. That's not why He prescribed marriage for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a man marries, he has fulfilled half his religion. So let him fear Allah regarding the remaining half. What I understand from this hadith is that the actual act of fulfilling our obligations in marriage is completing half of our faith. Let me repeat that. The act of fulfilling our obligations in marriage is what constitutes completing half of our faith. The hadith is not saying that once we've gotten married, that's it, half of our religion is complete. It is fulfilling our obligations in marriage that completes the other half. So if you consider all acts of ibadah, both the obligatory and non-obligatory, the prayer, the fasting, the zakah, the hajj, the umrah, and everything else, all put together, that constitutes half. And then what is scary is that the other half is for fulfilling our obligations in marriage. It really intimidates me when I think about how people misbehave in marriage. Despite it being half of our faith, we see infidelity.